This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Here we are live once again. Holy smokes. It is the last Saturday in June. We will be officially halfway through the year here just in a couple days. And hopefully you've gotten your vehicle in and had it serviced just a little bit as we've been out driving around. We're going to head into some really hot temperatures here in Southern California, in the southern part of the U.S., so if you are going to be out on the road, you might want to get your car checked out as far as that goes. Some great stuff going on this week in the automotive world, just cruising along through it. As we get started here, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Hotshot Secret and their strict Stiction Eliminator Oil Treatment. It's engineered to remove the stiction, sludge, and varnish created from burnt oil while also lubricating the system. Drive to hotshotsecret.com for more information. So some really good stuff out there. We use some of that lifter, their Hotshot Secret for lifters sometimes. The Chevy Active lifters, it's really good for them and helping to try to prevent failure, because that is a very high failure item on most of those active lifter trucks, as far as that goes.
Yeah, same thing for Mopar as well.
Yep, the Chargers and the Challengers, same thing, huh? They have the active lifters too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tend to have little issues and fail. The cleaner you keep them in, the better shape. With Hot Shots Added Secret, it'll definitely keep them going down the road. So as far as that goes. All right, well, we had NASCAR last weekend. Boy, there was a lot of crashes happened over there.
I was there.
I know. How was it on Sunday?
It was fantastic.
They had a good crash on Sunday, too, didn't they?
They sure did.
A really big one.
And it was all the favorites that were in that crash.
So, yep. Yeah.
From the word that was heard down by the bird, or I can't rhyme anymore. That was all the words I had.
I was out of town, unfortunately, but I also saw some idiot climbed over the fence.
That was on Saturday.
Yeah.
I get that it was a red flag situation, but still, these cars are still going to be driving at any point, and you decide to come over.
I do have to give the guy kudos, though, man. He scaled that fence like nothing.
And he was drunk,
too. In flip-flops.
He got charged with public intoxication.
And, I'm sure he did. And probably trespassing
and
also.
Trespassing, yeah. So for that matter, you know, to be that, you know, to be that coordinated still enough, that drunk and that coordinated.
He didn't fall on his face, so.
That's true.
He looked surprised when he got arrested by the NCIS and the military police.
Right,
but,
exactly.
Yeah,
My favorite part was actually Austin Hill's interview. They're like, so what did he say to you? All he said was, hey, dude, I'm a huge fan. Then after that, it was all garbly drunk sounds coming out of him.
As he's sitting there hot in his car waiting for the red flag to drop. And so, yeah. Well, anyway, very, very interesting as far as that goes. But some really great action, though, right? So Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, all three great, great races, right? Brendan, you were there watching, right? Oh, he must
That's
be doing
right,
something else.
I was there.
Oh, okay.
And, I have my own little sticky note that says Brendan Thomas, official media pass. And
nice.
There's a little thing that says The Answer San Diego on it. And
you kept it, put it in your scrapbook, didn't you?
I can't confirm or deny. I was sitting next to some pretty big NASCAR media people, for sure.
Were you?
Yeah, I was sitting next to the guy that's in charge of Chevy Racing and Ford Racing. I sat next to who else? It said on there that I was going to be sitting next to KUSI's David. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on him. I want to say David Scott is his name, but he never showed up.
David Scott. David's no. David Scott used to be their weather guy.
Yeah. He was going to be there.
Oh, he was.
It said KUSI's David Scott on his on the name tag.
But I did.
Yeah, but he never showed up. Unfortunately,
yeah, he's really into music these days and stuff. So
that's right.
He's kind of retired from KUSI, I believe.
I think so too.
But yeah. I think he does little segments for him here and there.
Yeah, and I think that was what was going to happen, but he must have been out and about or doing some other stuff.
Hmm. Well, he's a really nice guy. I'm sorry you didn't get to meet him. So.
I'll meet him one day, that's for sure.
Oh, you will. Yeah. You just keep doing all your little media things.
While San Diego is a huge, huge city with a lot of people, it still is a small world, I'm telling you. Like, for example, there was a person who I met randomly there at the NASCAR race. They seemed really nice. And then it come to figure out, when I told my wife about the person, she goes, oh my gosh, I know his son back when he was in high school with me or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, well, how about that? So, again, very cool to meet with all the media people, very fun race. So I hope they do it again. From the sounds of it, when we were interviewing the COO of NASCAR, it mm-hmm. sounds like it's a more than likely possibility. And if not, at least they are looking in the possibility of doing other military bases around America as well. So, really, really kudos to not only NASCAR for organizing the event, but actual Coronado Base. I do want to give kudos to them too, because they did fantastic on security and all sorts of other things out there. The setup and everything was fantastic. So huge, nice. Huge shout out. Well, the only thing we need to complain about, I guess, it would be they weren't expecting the numbers they got in terms of the tickets and everything like that, they said publicly. So henceforth, they were running out of food everywhere and drinks and stuff like that. So they'll be more prepared next year for that for sure, I know.
Cool, cool. Yeah, great stuff. Well, I'm glad you got to go enjoy that stuff while Dave sat here in the studio, right?
Yeah, exactly, and the air conditioning and all that stuff.
It was warm out there, wasn't it?
It was. The media room only had a giant fan in there, and it was blocking some of the interviewees' questions at the beginning, so we were able to turn it off. But by that point, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the hottest temperature. So
a little smoky.
We're trying to just get through it. And unfortunately, also the interviewers that we were talking to, the sunlight was right directly in their eyes, so they could barely see us asking questions.
Well, there you go. All about being a roving reporter, right?
That's right. That's right.
So you got a good taste of that. That's some good stuff. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, shoot, we're happy to talk to you about for sure. Hey, this week, and we are talking about the auto industry has a career for everyone. So good stuff out there as far as that goes. And we are going to be talking a bit about that and everything else. I did get an email recently from somebody that's a listener, not in San Diego, but that's okay. I'm happy to answer these emails. I love everybody that listens, so all good. As you know, my dad listens every single Saturday that he can. He texted me this morning, said he's down in Southern Ohio. We have a bunch of property. We have a cabin. We call it the farm. It's all cool. As kids, it's where we used to go ride motorcycles and go deer hunting and everything else. So really great stuff. He's down there listening. Said it's raining a little bit, and you can hear it on the tin patio roof and just drinking coffee and listening to Auto Talk Radio. What a great way to start out your Saturday for sure. But anyway, I did get an email. So a gentleman says, hey, so within about 3 years and 50,000 miles, my coolant reservoir when the car is cold has gradually dropped from max line to slightly below minimum line. I'd say maybe 8 ounces or so. Is this gradual loss rate normal? I had the dealership top it off today. They recommended a flush. Didn't seem like it was out of the ordinary. All right, so listen. Coolant will slightly sometimes evaporate. You can lose coolant. It doesn't drop very often or not. Everybody posted all I've looked things up on this, you know, what people say about it just to see. But for the most part, there could be a very, very small head gasket leak or something like that. He's not seeing any drive. I asked, are you seeing any drivability concerns? You seeing anything like that? He's no. So my recommendation for him on this was, hey, you know what you can do is keep a really good eye on it. But you could also run K-Seal through it if you do properly, and it will make sure that if there is any very small, minute pin leaks, anything like that, a head gasket will seal them up well. He didn't tell me what kind of car it was. I emailed him back and said, hey, you know, what's the your make and model, just so I was curious, but didn't get that. But he said over 50,000 miles, he's lost 8 ounces of fluid, basically, which is not a lot. So you can get some evaporation of coolant, just depending. You could also get some very small leaks from places such as where hose clamps in or other, or you might have a very minute head gasket leak. So once again, if you wanted to put the K-seal in there, it probably would do you good and keep you going well. So just one of those things.
Yep. I mean, so, that was going to be my question anyways, what the car was, because there are issues with like Toyota. If we've had a lot of, because they have that pink coolant that comes in,
mm-hmm.
and the dial will run out of little seeps and cracks, but it isn't actually leaking based upon.
No, it's just kind of coming out and evaporating.
CSP. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
8 ounces Chevy's is not a lot too. Over 3 years and 50,000 miles, let's be honest.
Chevy's the same way, though. So if you do like a big repair on cooling systems, they want to put this AC Delco tablet in there that helps with anything that isn't or that didn't settle properly.
Correct.
So
correct. Well, and helps also reduce. Well, the tablet has lubricants in it. It helps keeps the seals fresh. It does a lot of things. Ford has an additive like that too for the cooling system, especially for their diesels. So there's using the factory additives with the coolant does make it last a lot longer and will prevent some of those issues. So good point there for sure, without question. Let's see real quick. We got Fred in Florida. Let's see what Fred has going on. Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to try to take you off Bluetooth here. Hopefully you can hear me.
Sure.
Let's see. There we go. How's everything out there?
Oh, it's going well. It's going to be a warm weekend for sure. It started warming up nicely here in San Diego. How's Florida? Hot and sticky?
Thanks for the question. It's been it was a dry winter.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather's actually been pretty good here. It's been in the high 80s, low 90s. It's not as humid as it usually is. But what I tell people is the thing to remember down here is I'm in South Florida, which is the southern tip of the peninsula. So yes, it does get hot and humid, but we've got this constant breeze blowing across from the Gulf into the Atlantic Ocean from west to east. So I grew up in suburban Philadelphia where it was in a valley, and it was worse there.
Oh, yeah.
It really was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I grew up in Ohio, so in Miami Valley, and it, yes, during the summertime, hot and humid. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So you're on the west coast of Florida then, down by the tip?
No, I'm on the east coast.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm on the East Coast. I'm about 45 minutes from Miami.
Okay.
And, ironically, the Tartan Army did their takeover. I don't know if you saw this week after Boston. They went down to the Little Havana in Miami and then went over to the baseball stadium, which was really cool.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Well, Fred, how long have you been living in Florida now? Because I know you were one of our clients here, just for everybody listening, and I know you moved to Florida. You've been there 5-6 years?
Yeah, no, not that long. Quick plug for your shops. I was a client over at what was Miramar 76, and then you purchased that and retained most of the staff, and then I was going to the one in Escondido for a while, and then back down briefly at the one in Balboa.
Kearney Mesa.
Balboa.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the very last work that I got to answer your question. It was just over 2 years ago I've been here.
Okay.
I had the suspension worked on. I had the shock strut assembly replaced. And this car, which leads into my question, has been just phenomenal. You know,
you have a Lexus, right?
Yes, I have a Lexus ES 300H.
There you go.
A couple of things that your staff recommended that I do in furtherance of, one of which was in furtherance of the recommendations It's actually two things. Just keep an eye on the fluids, including the brake lines, and which you guys would do the inspection, of course, and make the recommendation if that changed out, but also the induction service. And this car has now 146,000 miles on it, and I think it's going to outlive me. I really do.
There you go.
Yeah, the other thing you guys recommended that I shared with my mechanic out here, and thanks again for helping them out. It's a husband and wife that own the shop. They've been in business 4 years now. The other thing I get done on this is I get the hybrid battery service, which includes that separate little cooling system. It has its own little separate radiator, and then it has the filter, which is on the door panel rear pillar in the back. And I get that done. And you know, I still got the original hybrid battery cooling system in this car. And I'm on a forum on Facebook, and they said, yeah, as long as you do that, this thing, they just go. They do.
If you maintain them and take care of them properly, they just go and go. And one of the things you mentioned, as far as the throttle body induction cleaning, removing carbon and that, that is one service that we strongly recommend yearly around that time, depending on how what you drive, obviously. I mean, if you only drive 5,000 miles a year, you don't need that yearly. But most people are 15 to 20, and that's a good spot to have that induction service. That is one of the services that you vehicle operators notice the most difference with. The way the vehicle runs, it idles, et cetera. It's a great service, and it does a great service for your vehicle, keeping it in good working order, preventing carbon failures and things like that. So, I know you were pretty adamant about taking really good care of your vehicle and staying up on the service on it. So, and a shout out to the folks that you take your car to there in Florida. I actually spoke to them the one time. Really nice people. You are right. So you found yourself a good place there in Florida for sure to get your vehicle serviced. You know, all good stuff.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it. Just going to transition in my last topic here. I remember, and this is going back a few years, and I hope I'm right when I say this, Brian. I recall you sharing with your audience that one of the best vehicle purchases that could be made was the Lexus LS, the big version. I'm not going to get one, but I'm always curious and looking around. And some of the people that have them that have that original V8, which is in the Lexus, I think there is a V8 in the Lexus LC, the sports coupe. Those things just go and go and go. But unfortunately, Lexus has announced it was either the 2025 model year or the 2026 model year. They're going to stop manufacturing the Lexus LS. But what they've done is the newly redesigned Lexus ES has a longer wheelbase. I think it's like 6 inches longer. They did a major body redesign on this thing. Personally, I don't really like it, but they put some of the features and functions that were in the LS into this new ES. And then lastly, everyone is either going to be all electric or it's going to be the hybrid.
Yeah, so the LS, they are going, I think just sales of it had declined, which is a bummer because, to be honest with you, that car, well, everything changes, as we know. Even Mercedes and all them have changed all their designs and directions they go with their vehicles. But that car was like, as far as being a high-end luxury car, it rode better than most high-end Mercedes. Driving it was like a beautiful car to drive. It was comfortable and heavy and a great road trip car. I mean, no matter what, you know, very, very comfortable to drive. And the ride quality was amazing in it. So for the dollar value versus a high-end Mercedes or BMW and for the cost of maintenance and repair, so much better of a choice to purchase than a high-end Mercedes or BMW. That was always my sound on them. So yeah, it was a really great car. Yeah, and I did see that too. And unfortunately, but you know, as things change, people aren't buying their sales were down on those. So the market, they have to follow the market. So now they're going to do something else, and we'll see how that turns out for them. Hopefully that vehicle they're creating, yes, is comparable and works well. So we'll see, even though it's electric or that. But one thing that does make electric vehicles often ride really well is because of the in hybrids, the battery weight helps create a heavier vehicle. In a heavier vehicle, although it sometimes, if it's not powered right, it's a slug, but a heavier vehicle tends to ride a lot smoother and be a better ride than a light vehicle that kind of bounces down the road. So that's one of the things that does help make a vehicle a nice riding vehicle. So there you go.
No question. Okay.
Hey, always great to hear from you, Fred. No problem. Hey,
likewise, guys.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, and happy 4th of July coming up quick.
Yeah, same to you guys. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Always great questions, for sure, without question. I'll tell you what, man, we just cruised through. I'm glad Fred gave us the call. It's been a little while since I talked to him, for sure. So, diesel owners know, take care of your engine. It'll return the favor. Hotshot Secret formulates additives that help prevent problems and boost performance. Diesel Extreme cleans injectors, deposits why EDT increases fuel economy up to 7.3%. Scientifically proven by third-party testing, add Hotshot Secret at your next fill-up to get the most out of your diesel. Hotshot Secret products are available nationwide at AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Walmart, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and online at hotshotsecret.com. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio.
Yep, that's right. Also, I just wanted to touch base on the last thing for the fuel induction. You're saying, like, if you do like 5,000 miles a year or something, then it's probably not that worth it. But if you do a lot of idling, or like if your work involves just driving to one of the sites or something, and you're just sitting there and idling for the day, that could create a lot of carbon buildup, and that still requires fuel induction cleaning.
I fully agree, but most people, if it's a work truck and it idles all the time too, it's driving a lot too. So you probably get to 15,000 to 20,000 miles.
Right.
So, that's true. Like if you're a security guard and you don't drive very far, but you just sit there in your car and it idles all the time, Christian is right about that. You should probably get that done once a year still, because the carbon buildup these days robs not only fuel mileage, but starts with drivability problems, usually misfires, things like that. So it can cause issues along the way, for sure. Let's see here. But, yep, as far as that goes. We're just trucking right along here, 1-888-344-1170. Peak with 3 premium options. Peak Power Vision Lighting is engineered to increase light output, producing Peak's best nighttime illumination. Learn more at peakauto.com. So, one of our great products that we talk about often. It's good stuff. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for well over 33 years. And, of course, West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, out in East County there, taking care of folks for well over 13 years. And West Curry Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, right there in central San Diego, taking care of folks over there for over 9 years now. and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in East Gate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for around 7 years now. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in North County for well over 7 years now. So, as far as, I'm sorry, 3 years now. I went backwards there, the wrong way. So 3 years up there at on the coast. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason, believing the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about, for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or drivability diagnosis or, you know, AC, cooling system, overheating, whatever it is, any warning lights, any problems you're having with your vehicle. Get it in and let our master certified technicians diagnose it properly, which helps eliminate unwanted parts replacement on your vehicle, saving you thousands of dollars in a lifetime. I often state, you'll hear me say this often, the best money ever spent on any repair is with a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose it properly. Yes, often saves you a lot. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home. Drop off your vehicle, get home, work, wherever you need to go, and get you back to when we're done. Or if you need a rental vehicle during the day, we have rental partners nearby that we'll get you set up with and get you in a rental car. You can go on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X now, or Instagram, where we put out tips and tweets and cool kind of stuff when automotive related. We post stuff that you see in the shop all the time. Really good stuff. You can also click on the Automan segments, where I've been the Automan for Fox 5 and the CW, and do Fox 5 localist segments. Really great stuff when it comes to automotive repair. Or you can click on Auto Talk Radio, where we put all the podcasts when we're done. If you want to pick up the podcasts on the go, though, you can also pick them up at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. All really great places to pick it up. Just when you go in, just put in San Diego 1170 AM morning, weekend shows, and it'll pop up, and you can download Auto Talk Radio right there. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But for now, if you want to talk to us about anything automotive related, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. So here to chat about everything automotive related, as far as that goes. Also, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Motorrad, manufacturer of direct OEM replacement parts for today's demanding evaporative emission systems. For cleaner emissions, optimal efficiency and performance, and a greener future, trust Motorrad's evaporative emissions program. Learn more at motorrad.com. So, all good stuff. Let's see what else we got going on this morning. What kind of cool stuff did you work on this week, Christian? Anything neat?
We talked about pretty strong, and then it kind of dropped off in the
last week. You weren't here with me, but I talked about the pictures of wasn't it a Volvo that had been attacked by a rat?
Yep.
We got all cleaned up in that.
Yeah, completely different looking engine bay after I.
That was a lot of work to clean up the little vermin got in there, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot. There's a lot of cleaners that just don't work with all that stuff after it gets hot. But I got it through with some of our detergents, and surprisingly enough, I actually use window cleaner on most of it because it just kind of picked up.
The ammonia helps get rid of the smell and the nasty stuff, too, that's in the window cleaner.
Yeah, that's why I use that stuff. Mm-hmm. I even talked to the client after, and they were asking me questions because they wanted to use certain devices to prevent rodent nesting again. And they were talking to me about the one that flashes and then has this little alarm in it.
Well, it has a high frequency emitter. Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually told them to not use that because I've seen a lot of vehicles that have those that rodents still nest, and
I think rodents wear earplugs,
right? Yeah. Well, the best thing that I've actually seen is when people use scented things like
pure extract peppermint oil.
Yeah, that works well. I've noticed that the Irish Spring bars work pretty well as long as they're changing them out and not letting them just get all dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like as long as you treat it like preventative maintenance and not just like stick it there and forget about it, it should work.
It does. Well, and that's so on cars, I've always used the pure extract peppermint oil, little cans, and fill them up with cotton balls and that, put them in. And it smells good to people. It smells, it's not only rats and mice, squirrels, rabbits, none of them like the smell of that for some reason. I don't know why. So it's a natural deterrent to them. It works well. But you are right. Every about once a month, you need to add a little bit to it. You can buy the liquid really cheap off the internet, pure extract peppermint oil, and just add it to the little things and put them back in there, and keeps your car smelling peppermint fresh and keeps all the vermin away, which is what we want for sure. No question about it. So good stuff there. Hey, so today's show is a bit about, to be honest with you, and I always like to talk about this every so often, but the auto industry has a career for everyone. And there's so many things you could do in the automotive field. I mean, as far as that goes, the common things people know, such as like Christian and I, technicians, you know, in the field, or service consultants, things like that that you deal with when you bring your car in for service. But there's a lot of other positions, obviously collision and mechanical repair facility positions, parts stores, manufacturer distributors of auto parts, insurance companies that deal with automotive, educational institutes that do training. There's all these different positions out there for folks. You know, the automotive industry, from manufacturing to, you know, new car dealers to service and repair, you know, there is just so many things. Parts professionals that are really good careers out there. So if you are concerned or interested in a career, I should say, in the automotive field, and you have questions, you can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Just turns into a really great career for folks. You know, you can make a great living. One of the things that is great about, if you're a technician like we are independently, every day is different. It's not the same thing. You don't do the same thing. You know, today you're working on a Volvo with the water pump problem. Tomorrow you're working on a front brakes on a Ford F-250. The next day you're doing a fuel pump in a van, you know.
Yeah, that's the nice part about being at an independent shop. A lot of the guys that came from the dealership always talk about the repetitiveness and all the warranty work, and it got boring. So the independent shop that we do is, I'm blessed with it for sure.
Yep. And it's everything's new. And the second part about being a technician, no matter where you're at, especially if you're like Southern California, something, you know, the garage doors are open. There's always fresh air flowing through. You're not sitting in an office, you know, that kind of part. Not such a bad thing as far as that goes. Just a really great career if you find something in the automotive field. There's so many things there. Like, there is office jobs too, though. Like I said, you know, parts distribution, salespeople. I mean, the industry is humongous. So if you are looking for a career, you might want to look there. There's actually a college in up in Michigan does all the automotive classes and things like that. And I don't mean just for technicians. What I'm talking about is all the business stuff that has to do with the automotive world. I went to a Leadership 2.0 Northwest University through them, automotive wise, and it had a lot to do with distribution and all the stuff, you know, stuff that as a technician and a shop owner, you know, I knew about but didn't know real deeply about. So learned all about how that works and a lot of different things that went along with this class. And there was a lot of stuff for also learning how to be a great leader and run a good company, things like that. So that was all good stuff. But what I'm saying is there you can get degrees that have to do in automotive distribution or parts manufacturing, divisions, things like that. Really good stuff. So there is a lot of careers out there. So good things go with that for sure, without question. So if you have any questions about that, email me, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. And by the way, you can go to school to be a technician or a service consultant and all that. And it takes a lot less time to have a great career than it often does to do 4 years in college. You know, that you sometimes you and not, I'm not knocking 4 year college, trust me, but I don't think that's for everybody. It's not. So in the trades, You know, if any of you pay attention to Mike Rowe, the trades need really great people, and they're great careers. So even if it's not the automotive field, but it's another trade, you know, there's great careers for folks, that, especially if you love that stuff too. You're great with your hands, thinking thing out, process. You know, there's all kinds of jobs out there as far as that goes. So make sure you look at everything before you make a decision to do what you're going to do, and you can end up with a really great career. So that's all I'm going to say about that for right now. Oh, as we move forward, lots going on. I tell you what, and we enjoy doing Auto Talk Radio every Saturday with y'all, so that we can bring you some great information. And we love talking about cars. So 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, for sure, we'll talk to you about. Brake operations, a critical part of vehicle safety. CRC Industries, the makers of Brake Clean, is proud to offer a number of products for brake-related service and repair, like CRC synthetic brake and caliper grease, used to reassemble both disc and drum brakes. It resists moisture and will not wash off. And CRC's Siloramic Brake System Grease is a synthetic, dry-film ceramic lubricant formulated to reduce brake noise and vibrations. Learn more about these and other great products at crcindustries.com. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break here, but give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio and The Answer, San Diego, 1170, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Is here we are, just talking cars and everything great, right?
That's right.
There's nothing better than automobiles, at least in my world.
I don't know. These chicken wings over in Ocean Beach look pretty good.
Food's always good, right? Ocean Beach Street Fair, I guess it's going on this week. Hopefully Brendan's going to pull up some questions too, you know, as far as things. All right. Want to let you know, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Hey, we don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. So as far as that goes, it's the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th University. Any Interstate battery, a battery for every need. So, and while I'm at it, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by Standard. Blue Streak by Standard is focused on giving technicians more improvements over the OE design to address known flaws or more components in the box to make it easier to do the job right. Learn more at standardbrand.com. So, good stuff, always, as far as that goes. All right, let's grab Dave in Lakeside real quick. He's got an extended warranty question. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Brian. How are you guys?
I'm doing well this morning. How about yourself?
Also, I can't complain.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. Yeah, I always say nobody's listening anyway when you complain, so
yep.
Yeah, might as well nod, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one, yes.
Tell me what you got going on.
Well, you see all these ads on TV or car magazines and stuff about extended car warranties. Mm. Is there one that might be better than another?
Most
does it depend on what brand of car you have.
Yeah, most of them scare the heck out of me. Mm-hmm. There are some good ones out there. I don't know that they're necessarily the ones advertising on TV. You know, one of the big ones that you'll see is Car Shield, and I'm just going to say them by name anyway. But if you look at it, they can't be sold in California.
Cool. correct?
Yeah, so they don't actually even exist out here. So I've never dealt with that company as far as that goes. But I tell you what, they do a lot of advertising. I see them, you know, if I'm watching the news or whatever, they're all over the place. So you just got to be very careful. You know, what I tell folks about these is the best ones are like, you know, you can get some really high quality ones sometimes, but they're quite expensive as far as that goes. So you pretty much usually know by price. But the second thing you need to do is read the whole contract, find out what it does, what it covers, because there's a lot of clauses they put in some of these cheaper ones that you know, like there's a that if you cannot exceed the value of the contract. So, well, what's the point of that? So, because a lot of things will, you know, if you pay $2,500 for this and you have a transmission fail, all they're going to pay is $2,500 and you're done. And let me tell you, very few cars these days will $2,500 cover a transmission. So it's usually, you know, it's one of those things. So their goal, and keep in mind, it's insurance. So their goal is to not have to pay claims, and therefore they make money. So it just keep that in mind when you buy this. It's, you know, I see the commercials and some of the testimonials that they've gotten of people that have bought it to do. And it's interesting because most of it is well, I don't know. You got to take it with a grain of salt. Let's just say that.
So, right.
So, yeah, yeah. My suggestion is do your research. And if you do find one that you think you want, and we're happy to look at it for you at the West Automotive Group. I've done this years ago for folks a lot, you know, like they bring it in. Matter of fact, the nice young lady that works here at the station, she had bought a contract for her car, or wanted to, and she sent it to me, and I looked over it, and I told her, well, there's are pros and cons, and depending what this costs. Yeah, it wasn't the greatest one. So she ended up passing on it. But yeah, it's always good to have somebody that knows what they're looking for inside of them to look at them and tell you what you're actually getting.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And if I do find one, I'll get hold of you. Thank you very much for what you do.
Oh, Dave, thanks for listening. You have a wonderful, safe weekend, and have an amazing 4th of July, all right?
I will, and right back at you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye. So, really good stuff as far as that goes. Those contracts are always been, yeah, something interesting when it comes to, and we talk about them and items like that, because you just, a lot of that is a gimmick. It is. As you know, you can buy good and bad insurance, and you can search the internet and find out things. That's another thing that I suggest. Find out a little bit about these companies selling them before you even think about buying one from them, because the internet now is such a great place to do research at. So, hey.
I was going to say along those lines, too, it could be risky because, I mean, I can't tell you how many Reddit stories I've read to you, and you go,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Brendan loves reading Reddit stories to me. It's funny. Fun. Yeah. So then we get to laugh about it. And the funnier stuff is not only the Reddit story, but what people post underneath of it that, gosh, I hope these people aren't taking advice from those people that post.
I agree.
It's very scary. It's very scary. Very scary. So Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by K-Seal, the global leader in coolant leak repair. Leaks in a radiator, head gasket, heater core, or water pump don't have to mean expensive repairs. K-Seal is a trusted, proven one-step coolant leak repair. No draining or flushing required. Just shake, pour, and go. Learn more at kseal.com. So let's grab Bruce real quick. I know he's got a really great question, I'm sure. He always does. Bruce always brings great things to the table. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi. Good morning. I think you guys have discussed this before, a long time ago, about zonal architecture and the way the computers within a car talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned it was like a four-corner system, and you called it CAN-FD,
yep,
if I'm not mistaken. And I think you also said you did do a repair on it, one with using an overlay. Am I correct in all of this?
Well, sometimes if you get a wire broken somewhere that you it's deep, deep in there, sometimes we will do overlays. We try not to, but sometimes that's the only answer to it because of something's happened. Sometimes you get a wire, it gets a pinch somewhere or something like that, and you cannot seem to up in the dash. You don't know exactly where. So
Right. And it, to add to that, the overlay is mainly just a tester just to verify that's what's going on and it's nothing else inside the computer. We have given the option to the client if they just want to do the overlay or if they want us to dive deeper into the harness to find that actual problem, mainly for to cover our own end and to give them the more budget-friendly
option. Yeah, that's definitely a more budget-friendly way to do it. Often we'll recommend, you know, disassembling everything, but you can... If you get into a wire in a dash that has a problem and you're not, you know, once we verified that wire has an open in it somewhere or a short to something, and you want to get that, you could end up with 15 to 20 hours of time taking a dash apart and doing it. So we've done some of those where we had a Toyota van in that had been attacked by squirrels. You ain't going to believe what squirrels can do inside of a car dash, but... they had left food in the car, and the squirrels got in there, and they chewed the whole wire, and we had to put a whole new factory harness inside the van. All the harnesses and looms were replaced. Yep. It was crazy. So, but that is not good for an overlay. You can't overlay all those wires. But if you get one sometimes, and somebody does want to spend the money, then yes, sometimes we do.
Well, that kind of then brings up the second part of the question, and that is this overlay that you're doing, I'm not certain that you, unless you can actually pull the entire harness out for that bundle, particular bundle that you're working on that has the need for a repair based on a broken wire or something. It would seem extremely hard to do it, to repair based upon the bundle being integrated into everything. Mm-hmm. They don't put it in conduits like they would in studio applications, you know, wire troughs and what, to make it easily.
No, it's all wrapped in a harness. You are right. So, and in that case, if you're going to go in and replace the wire itself or repair where it's fine, you often end up cutting the harness open, is what we call it, and laying it out to find the broken spot and fixing it right there, and then you got to rewrap the harness. That's why there's so many hours involved in it. And you are right. Unlike in a building or something, they often run conduits that you know, you pull a wire through, or even when it comes to computer wiring, and that it's often laid in snap open conduits or plastic conduits that it's easily pulled out of. Not so in a car. They're always wrapped tight together.
And that seems like kind of a problem nowadays, that if they're going to do this sort of thing within the original architecture, you would think they would include a couple extra of those.
Couple extra wires in there, and you could just pick one of the extra. That would be an interesting idea for sure, but the reason they don't is, think of this. So you add a couple extra wires in all these different places on a car. It does two things. It raises the cost, obviously, of manufacturing the car, without question. And also, believe it or not, every little bit counts. It changes the weight of the car. So, that's why manufacturers don't do that. But it would make life easier. I love your ideas, though.
Well, you know, I mean, like back in the old days, if you were buying a used car, you would pop the hood and look under the dash and look for these very crude repairs and, you know, dangling wires, and you'd stay the heck away from a car like that.
Yes, sir.
If you see an overlay, you know that there's been a former problem if the overlay is visible.
Yes, sir. That is true. There is no question about it. So it's one of those things that's a telltale.
Yep.
Hey, Bruce. Go ahead.
And it was called CAN-FD, right?
Yep.
Is that the technical name for it?
Yeah. Yep. For sure. It's CAN systems that we're working in. And it's basically a network inside the car is what it is.
And it's sort of area oriented, isn't it? Don't they like have like four discrete systems normally?
But now they have multiple modules and corners. So and they all use the same sensors for their own information and data, so they can handle their operations. But yeah, it's basically like a network in your house, only with a lot of computers hooked to it. So
yeah.
All right, we're going to have to go, Bruce. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Have a wonderful 4th of July.
You too.
All right, you got it.
Bye.
All right, San Diego and everybody else out there. I don't know. Brandon's counting it down. He's not waving. 5, 4, 9, 8, 7. He's trying to count over there. We don't know. Everybody keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We'll be back next Saturday, 4th of July. Make sure and tune in. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM.
Automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.